Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Welcome here to both KMZA 92.1 and Care Radio 93.7, a simulcast we got going between the Dawson West Mustangs, the 7th-seeded team, taking on the 6th-seeded team, Valley Heights, the Mustangs. So no horsing around in this one we got going on. We got both pairs of Mustangs, and it's really, this is an important one for Valley Heights to win, and Dawson West are still not out of it, but they got to really come up and show up big here in this one. And just a little bit of recap, Valley Heights, they won their first game 25-19, 25-17. They lost the second one just now, 25-17, and then 25-20. Dawson West, they've been beat both times against Ellenwood and Sedgwick, 25-9, 25-15 against Ellenwood and Sedgwick. It was 25-20, 26-24. So both these teams, we've seen them play twice already. And what's going to be the keys and some opportunities here for both these teams to get a chance to, you know, get tomorrow with this one?
Oh, it's really the situation that D West is in right now. The perfect thing happened for them with the game before. Ellenwood beat Valley Heights in two, which really opens the door now for D West. If they can beat Valley Heights, and then the game after this one, Ellenwood beats Sedgwick, they're going to have a couple teams with just one win, three teams with one win, which then they're going to go by all the play, the different things with points scored and things of that nature. So there's light now for D West. I hope they realize it, that they're not playing for nothing here. They're playing for an opportunity to get to tomorrow. The chances are, again, pretty slim, but there is that opportunity. These two teams know each other. They're from the same league. They've played each other a couple times in the regular season. Valley Heights won both those games from looking at the stats. But again, beating somebody for the third time in a season sometimes is pretty difficult. So I'm sure there's a lot of motivation on D West side to play a very good game to give Valley Heights all they can handle.
Yeah, and this, what's interesting about this is, this is not just like a, you know, a game between two foes, but a game between two people that see each other a lot. This is two TVL teams. We know how tough the TVL has been all year. They got six teams that are competing at state here today. And you mentioned they've seen each other plenty all year long. And Dawson West, this is the best time to pick up a win against this Valley Heights Mustang team. So we'll be back here in just a minute, and we'll be back for Dawson West taking on Valley Heights here coming up soon.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-275-2255. 571-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're locked in to the MSC Sports Radio Network simulcast here on 92.1 KMZA, 93.7 Care Radio. Welcome, everybody. And we got the pair of Mustangs here, the Jonathan West Mustangs taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs. These two teams, TVL opponents, they've seen each other plenty. And you know, this is a big opportunity for the Jonathan West Mustangs. That one's going to be a little hard when I keep saying Mustangs all the time. But, yeah, Dunford West, they're going to be looking to take up a crucial win here against Valley Heights to keep that door open, because if they can win against Valley Heights, there's a good chance that three teams in this pool will be 1-2, leaving Ellenwood at 3-0. So, this
these two teams know each other. They know their strengths. They definitely probably know their weaknesses and what they have to try to exploit on both sides. It's just going to be who executes it best.
As we're getting down to execution, we start this one off the first serve of the game by Bill Smith from the Jonathan West Mustangs. And here from the Valley Heights Mustangs is Ava Smith with her first kill of it.
Yeah, I mean, you watch volleyball all year, you wonder why sometimes coaches don't get their best player involved right from the get-go. But here, what do you go to? You go to Ava Smith and she gets the kill right from the get-go, gets your first point.
That's her 27th kill of the day, the first kill she has against Jonathan West. It's now a 1-0 start here for Valley Heights. Setting up for Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson deflects at the top. That's going to be a point here. That's going to be a violation against Valley Heights.
Yeah, but still, I mean, who do they go to? You go to your best player. I mean, we're going to get started on the right foot starting this game. Hey, we got 1-1.
Both teams are already setting up their all-star player for Ava Smith on the Valley Heights side, then for the Dunford West Mustangs, the 1,000-point score. Actually, that's what's interesting. Both these teams have a 1,000-point score for both of them. You got one being both sides here. And now at point four, the Mustangs, Valley Heights, and now lead up 2-1. It's been a great, great team. And you talk about Ava Smith's stats on the year. 421 kills coming into the day. She's got over 440 now on the season, after what she's been able to do. Pushed across here by Katie Johnson. Paige Miller setting up behind for Kiever and Turber. That one's going to go down for a kill. I'm not sure if...
Good court awareness. I mean, she actually went behind her body and kind of pushed it behind her to find that open spot right in the corner.
I mean,
the Johnson kid, this could be her last game. I mean, so there's a lot of motivation here to play well.
Motivation for both teams on the court here, and a for the Valley Heights Mustangs. That's getting credited to Paige Miller. That's her first ace of the night. And now Valley Heights is up quickly, 4-1. They've rattled off three straight points now once it was tied 1-1. Paige Miller sends it across. Low dig from Johnson, sent over by Courtney. Ava Smith, she sends it over. Deep right corner. Gets picked up by Bell Smith. Pushed across by Denton from the Dunford West Mustangs. Near side now. Turber deflected. Rolls, Bell Smith pushed up in the air, set up, nice finesse on the tap. And now Ava Smith tries to put it down, a great save by Denton, but that's going to go down for a kill. Again, who else other than Ava Smith? It's now 5-1 for Valley Heights, and if Valley Heights can secure this win, they secure themselves into tomorrow, most likely, for the pool play. They'll be second, so they'll play the winner of the 1A, from Poue, which right now sets as Inman. So here we're right with it now, 5-1. Mustangs is on their side of the court, sent over on a free ball. That's from Krista Porter. Right now, the huge kill from Katie Johnson. Now you're getting her in this one.
Yeah, not necessarily, though. I mean, even if they win, if Sedgwick beats right Ellenwood, Sedgwick would have two wins, too. So you'd have three teams with two wins.
There would still be, and then again, you would go down the tiebreaker. Valley Heights, they did win that matchup against Sedgwick. So that's just something you have to consider, yes. Ava Smith puts this one down, tries on the right side, couldn't get to go. Katie Johnson tries to respond back side of the court for Minton. She digs it up. Now Ava Smith back across here from the attacker's line. Gets up now, rolls. Katie Johnson back towards the Duncan West Mustangs. Backcourt now behind the attacker's line. Smith over. Now Ava Smith. Long rally between these two teams, looking for the crowd excitement to get into this one. Is it still going here? Long ride between the two, but it ends in a hitting error from a rare miss from Katie Johnson.
That time it was just a little bit off. There, so it was.
And you saw both teams right there, that long rally. Oh, how many sets you saw for the outside hitters, and finally one. That one just got set too low. And here an ace for Valley Heights.
Yeah, you might see a timeout here shortly. You don't want to get too big a lead for Valley Heights.
I'm back.
Who else better to get the ace for Valley Heights than number six, Ava Smith? That's her first ace of the night, but she's already got two kills and an ace in this one against the Dauphin West Mustang. Set up here for Courtney Johnson. She pushes it up into the deep right corner. Couldn't get it to go down. Turber from behind the attacker's line, behind 3 feet, is Smith. She sends it over, and that's going to go out of bounds by Rawls here from Dauphin West. Valley Heights now up 8-2. Ava Smith still serving here. Hot hand. Gets it. Well, doesn't get it over. Puts it into the net. That's going to be a service error, and that's going to be a break for the Dauphin West team.
Yeah, both times I thought Coach Johnson should call timeout, but both times after that, the server put it in the net. So she must know something I don't.
Kate Johnson here puts it over on the serve, but putting it on a line. I believe they're going to give that to Turber.
No, they're calling it out.
They're going to call that one out. Man, that one was real close on the line.
Yes, it was.
I mean, that one I wouldn't trust putting a penny between to making the decision. But again, it goes out. Katie Johnson, the serve, down 8-4 is the Dauphin West Mustang. For Mitten, block in the front row. Bill Smith rings it in.
A great block by Bill Smith on the front row. Great timing.
Smith, that's her first point here in the first set against Valley Heights. It's now 8-3. Dauphin West rolling back into this one. Getting over Katie Johnson. Set up here, Paige Miller, Vermitten. Vermitten right down the backcourt line. That's another one you couldn't stick a penny between to make the decision. Man, we have had some tight shots here from both sides early.
Yeah, they really like to hit that white line, so they do.
Well, that's really what counts, right, Dan? You gotta hit the white line.
That's right, it's in.
Here with the serve. Caitlin Henry gets it over. Foster in the back row picks it up. Keller gets it over with the right-hand tap. Tries to put it down. Turber comes up from the right side of the attacking line. Couldn't get it to go down. Behind the attacker's unit, Katie Johnson. She does that flat-footed and gets a kill.
Yeah, notice there's not these free balls. I mean, the kids just get under them and still hit them. You just never know. It's a lot harder to take a hit than it is the free ball.
9-6 substitution. Stepping in here for Dauphin West. Kate Falk coming out into the court, as well as Brenna Edie. Brenna Edie goes back to serve. Edie, she's been a great server, a terrific server on the year here for this Dauphin West Mustang team, and really it's no surprise they bring her back to behind the service line to get this one over the net here. Taken by Miller. Miller now, Josie Parker. Josie Parker parked right between the defenders in the upright unit, trying to go for the double block, but she attacks them right between. And now Josie Parker, that's her first kill here in set number one against the Dauphin West Mustangs. Now 10-6 here, but that's going to be a service error against Vermitten from the Mustangs. And it'll now be Dauphin West Mustangs point.
Yeah,
down by three.
Giving D-West some opportunities to stay in this game and take the lead. They don't want to shoot themselves in the foot.
Number 20, Keller here to serve. She hasn't gotten anything on the stat sheet here for Dauphin West in this game, but tonight she's gotten 4 kills total. 2 against Ellenwood, 2 against Sedgwick. Here, she's going to service there. That's unfortunately a thing you don't want to put on the stat sheet. It is an error, and unfortunately that will be the case. Valley Heights gets the point, 11-7 now. Vermitten back to serve here. She gets it over the net. Brenna Edie, nice setup here to Bell Smith. Bell Smith puts a finesse on it, and no defender was able to get to it. Trying to do a slide with Turber, but she couldn't make it.
Yeah, she's done a real good job. I mean, past that first game this morning, she's really got herself involved, made some good blocks at the net, and some good kills.
Edie's been a really quality player all around, and just amongst every position. Bell Smith gets the serve over here for Dauphin West. and then putting things away. And it looks like the people in the stands want to get involved. Yeah. I saw a bump all the way from the fourth row. But unfortunately,
like the fourth, fifth, and sixth hit.
Yeah. But that's a point and a kill shot for Ava Smith and Valley.
You like to see these great hitters in 2A. They're mixing it up. They're just not trying to hit cross court every time. They're hitting it hard in different locations.
Well, another service there, and that's now 12-9. That, I believe, is maybe the fifth service area we've seen at set number one. So both teams struggling behind the service line, particularly on Valley Heights' side, again, giving a big break here for the Donovan West Mustangs when they need it most. But 12-9 right now, and we've seen a lot here from Donovan West. Again, Katie Johnson, she's already got two kills here early on. Miller setting up, cross. Oh, what a kill down Broadway. And again, the star of the show here, Ava Smith, putting that one down on a rope. Now 13-9, and Ava Smith has four kills in this set number one, alongside an ace to complement Paige Miller. She's got an ace as well. She's back there to serve for the Mustangs. 13-9, putting one down, trying to. Katie Johnson, just digging and getting the save. Johnson with the block here, back on the Valley Heights side. Little love tap to put it over, and now from behind the attacker's line, Johnson gets it over. Ava Smith trying to attack. She goes against the double block, and she gets the point. That's another kill. It's her fifth one of the set. 14-9 now. Again, Ava Smith, she's already got six of the team's 14 points here in set number one. Absolutely dominant performance early. Almost an ace, and that's going to be a lift against Donovan West on the return. So now it is 15-9. Still serving here for Valley Heights, Paige Miller. And this one, well, unfortunately, she turns the page in the wrong direction and goes into the net for a service error. Now 15-10. And now, talk about turning the page, Donovan West is going to try to rewrite this one and set number one again. They got to
make their move now if they're going to make it.
Got to get the pen to paper and start writing this one. They're down 15-10. Turber deflected off the top line and now trying to attack the backcourt. Keller for Donovan West. Now set up here for Ava Smith. And Ava Smith goes in for another kill shot. Golly, she has been terrific all night.
All morning.
Man, I gotta remember. I mean, it's all used to calling games at night. We're getting there. We're a couple hours away. We're about noon now, so I should say all noon. Now opportunity for Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson, she puts this one down. Not able to handle the heat. Now it is 16-11. And Ava Smith, I was going to bring up her stats there. She's got six kills here already against the Donovan West Mustangs. Katie Johnson, she's got the serve over here. Again, she's having a great one against Valley Heights. But Turber, she puts herself on the stat sheet for the second kill of this set. Now up 17-11 against Donovan West. Back to serve once again, Caitlin Henry. She's been substituted a lot to go back and dominate the service line, but we're going to get a timeout here, so we're going to take a timeout as well. It is 17-11. It's the Valley Heights Mustangs that lead this battle of Mustangs here in set number one.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building a robust fiber network. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're locked into the MSC Sports Radio Network, but also KMZ 92.1, simulcast with CARE 93.7. Welcome and welcome all. We got a great one here tonight. Crennan Prophet, Dan Shoup off to my right, and Kirk Kelman back in studio. 17-11 after the timeout taken from Donovan West. And right now they're trying to crawl back in this one, but I'll tell you what, the Valley Heights, Ava Smith has 32 kills tonight. She has been absolutely incredible and ecstatic, especially on that score sheet. Back row attack here for Vermitten, not able to get it down. Keller trying to go. Man, she just puts one right in front of the feet of Kaylin memory.
But it was a great save by the back row of D West. I can't remember who dug it up there to keep it alive, but great effort on D West's part there.
Substitutions on for both sides. Courtney Johnson steps out. Kate Falk steps in, as well as Brooklyn Rolls will go out to the bench. And then stepping in for Jonathan West will be number 7, Brenna Eady. Again, she's been a great server tonight, and she's going to continue to serve. She gets this one over the net. A low drop here, but it will be picked up. Josie Parker, and not able to handle the heat. Parker, and you know what's unfortunate is both times Brenna Eady has went back to serve. They've subbed her in to go serve. She's a great server, but both times she's went to serve, Josie Parker has recorded both of her only kills of this set, and she has shut it down immediately. So that's really impressive there by the player from Valley Heights. Back row pickup here from Ava Smith, now up attacking Josie Parker. Going up in the middle, now going down straightway. Bell Smith, she tries to go down. What the spin on that one? That one, it curved hard right.
And she tried to go down line, and her body was going the other way. Just kind of went off the side of her hand, had some side spin on the volleyball.
Bell Smith credited with the kill there. Back to serve, Keller, Thor, Jonathan West. Gets it over now here. Set up opportunity for Josie Parker. Parker, I think that one might be... Nope, they're going to say it was on the line.
It was in.
Wow. Again, another one that you couldn't put a penny there. And what's crazy, that was 3 points in this game that Valley Heights has hit that have been so close to being an inch out of bounds. I mean, this could easily could be called 16-16. I'm not saying the calls are bad. I mean, it's very close and very decisive, and we're at a pretty far distance that, again, make those calls, but really close hits here for Valley Heights. But that is not a close one. That is put right down in the middle of the pack by Emma Smith, 20-13.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give a little bit. I mean, something we don't talk about. The line judges have done an excellent job. The refs on both sides have done an excellent job throughout the day today. So kudos to them being here.
3-3 kills tonight for Ava Smith. Man, she has just went on a roll tonight. 7 kills here against Donovan West. But a kill here for Bell Smith, bringing that one in the far back deep corner, 20-14.
She's really stepped up. I mean, so she has the last game and a half. Bell Smith has really been aggressive and attacking, really giving her team a lift.
Bell Smith here now to serve. Last time went into the net. This time gets it over. Miller, now Josie Parker. She goes into the net. Parker maybe should have went a little bit in reverse there before trying to put it across. She was a little closer to the net there and just went right inside at the point. Now 20-15. Valley Heights still in the lead over Donovan West. Opportunity here for Ava Smith. Deflected up the top row unit. Great deflection. Put across on a dig from D West. And now put back over. Kate Falk trying to jump up for it. No, Josie Parker. She's trying to park it down. She's trying to go back to back here. Great defensive effort up the line by Josie Parker, getting the high fives all around for the Mustang teammate. Josie Parker, incredible here. She's got 2 kills against Jonathan West. It's 21-15, up by 6. Low hangover on the serve. Katie Johnson puts it down for a kill. It's 21-16.
I was wondering whenever I seen her get back in that front row, I said, it won't be long before they get her set up again.
Didn't take long at all. That's her 4th kill of this first set. Again, we're in set number 1 here. Jonathan West 0-2 on the night in pool play. Valley Heights is 1-1, Allen 1, Ellen Wood, they are 2-0. At Sedgwick right now, they are 1-1. This is a must-win for Jonathan West, Valley Heights. They also want to get this win as well for themselves to make things a little easier and probably secure Saturday play. Ava Smith here coming in for another kill shot, 22-16. And she is still dynamite. Paige Miller now back to serve here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Couple of dribbles, now fires it across the court line. Low dig picked up by Smith. Katie Johnson, some finesse on it, couldn't get it to go down. It's responded to the back row unit. Foster's the one who picks it up. Westine gets it over. Opportunity left side here. Smith, low jig. Great pickup by Bell Smith. Johnson across here. Long ride between the teams. Turber goes far back deep. Foster, that one picked up by a young fan in the back.
Yeah, just kind of a mishandle there in the back row. Thought you were going to call another timeout.
23-16, a great kill here for Valley Heights. We'll take another timeout as well. It's 23-16, Valley Heights with the lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got a simulcast going between KMZ 92.1 and CARE Radio 93.7. Both Ray and Kirk keeping things going back in studio. Eric Crittenden Profit and Dan Shupoff to my right giving you the broadcast coverage here. It is 23-16. Timeout just taken by the Mustangs. We'll punch it right back at him too as well. That's Jonathan West. Jonathan West, they're the ones who are down by 23-16. An air deflection put up. Great save. You credited that. That one to Johnson. Rolls is the one who sent it across. Turber checking that back right corner. Foster picked up. Johnson into the net. Unfortunate hitting error to end that rally. That was really looking promising for Donovan West.
Yeah, tried a quick hit again, throw the timing off those double blocks in the middle. Wasn't next to his eye.
24-16, up by 8. Valley Heights looking to secure set number 1. In this game, and Jonathan West almost has put one down for a nice kill from Katie Johnson. Now push across, free ball sent over, Katie Johnson, another one here. Paige Miller, also both on the left side of the court here. And Ava Smith, she gets blocked, rejected by Katie Johnson. It's now 24-17. Johnson, that's her first block of this game. She's got 4 kills and a block. She's 5 points of the team's total 17. Back to serve here for it will be the final time is Leah Idle for Donovan West. She gets it across. It's 24-17. And now the backhand play. What a high IQ shot. Again, it was the right hand back curve shot off to the right from Ava Smith. Didn't put much heat on it. Just allowed a lot of that misdirection. And that secures set number 1, 25-17. We'll be back here. Stay tuned again on 92.1 and 93.7, CARE and KMZA. For set number 2, Jonathan West taking on Valley Heights. It's Valley Heights, they won set number 1, 25-17.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Set number 2 here on the way. Jonathan West, Valley Heights. Valley Heights, they won set number 25-17. We're here, Dodge City State 2A volleyball at the United Wireless Arena here on the first of November. You know what that means? That means Turkey Day is not too far away.
Well, I thought it was No Shave November.
No Shave November, yeah.
You're going to grow a beard, are you?
Well, right now, I've clean shaven this morning, but we're right now trying to keep the slate clean as Valley Heights with this sweep. They're trying to see if they can go, but getting the first point and shaving off the first point, Jonathan West Mustangs, that's going to be a credit to E. Johnson.
How many kills she had today?
Today, she, well, let me see here. She had six in that first game. She had a plentiful. I mean, she's got over 15, guaranteeing. Like, she has been real competitive. Again, she is, her and Smith have loaded up my stat sheet to an overload. It is very hard to keep a track with how much they get involved. But
so is that cute.
There you go, Ava Smith. You just talked about her, and there she goes. She's making my stat sheet even harder to keep a track of, as she's got over 35 kills tonight. She has been explosive. 1-1 here, start in set number two. It's the Dunphin West versus the Valley Heights. Again, both pairs of Mustangs. But no horsing around. We're keeping this one with no horseplay in set number two. Serving things over. It's Avery Stevenson for Valley Heights. Gets it over. And Stevenson. At point, it's going to be a kill given to Katie Johnson.
I'll tell you, well, we've seen some very good teams this morning. So we have some very good hitters. There's some young hitters in Class 2A. They'll be coming back again, Nick, more than likely next year.
He just also reminded me, so after this, we won't have any more care coverage from volleyball, but we will have KMCA coverage on 92.1. It'll be Centralia versus Greeley County at 3:30, at 5:30, Centralia versus St. Francis, and then at 8:30, Centralia versus Flint Hill. So that will all be here on KMCA. So stay tuned all day. We got a lot of broadcasting going here. Another point for Valley Heights. And outside it, 2-2.
Yeah, when that Ava Smith is in her zone, she's a player. She's a kid that could play at a pretty high level next year if she decides to go to college after her senior year and play.
We're 36 kills on the day for Ava Smith. Man, she has been dominant. Ava Smith, she just gets the bump. Set back here to Ava Smith. Nice little deflection there from the front row from Royals, from Jonathan West. It's put over here by Turber. And now for Keller. Keller trying to keep it inside the antenna, but unfortunately it didn't get over the white strip of the net. It is now 2-3. Valley Heights lead.
Yeah, the big thing here with D West, they got to keep it close. They can't let Valley Heights get spread out and get too big of a lead starting early in the second game.
You asked me how many kills earlier Katie Johnson has today. She has 20 kills already, a multitude amount of blocks, and then a couple of aces. Man, she has been ignited as well. Point here for Donovan West, it goes.
Well, I mean, that's all you can ask. All you can ask your players is play their best if it's part of the season. I mean, it's a state tournament, play your best. If whatever happens, happens. Some teams are going to get beat. Some teams are going to win.
Push across here. Opportunity for the Mustangs. Courtney Johnson, two-hand push, trying to go for that back row. Vermitten was there to make the play. And now a high-scorching ball flying back. Courtney Johnson might just get the save. It's over the net. What a play from the back row unit of the Dauphin West Mustangs. Davis Smith puts it over with some finesse. Play still continuing here. A long rally just over the net. Oh, no one communicated for that ball. They thought it was Valley Heights thinking it was going to go into the net, but it slipped right over. Goes there to Courtney Johnson for the kill.
Yeah, great save on B. West. Great hustle.
So Courtney Johnson not only had the kill just then, but she also had the incredible save. Wow, what a play there by the sophomore. Dipped off the net.
Again, great play by the Smith kid. I mean, they were doing a back set runner for her, and the timing was just a little bit off, and she was still able to stop herself and still have the athletic ability to still jump up and spike it down.
And she's got 37 kills tonight. Man, she has been great. Deflection right back here at the Mustangs team. Donovan West, D. West trying to get it over. Bell Smith pushes across. Now an opportunity for Vermitten. Vermitten deflected off the top unit. And that's going to be a point for Valley Heights.
Good thing I'm not a line judge, Dave, because that would have been we talked about some close calls. Man, that was another close one. It would be hard to call if you're a line judge.
We have had some close shots here, Valley Heights. They have been able to sway it, though. They have been just on the line tonight. They've had plenty of it. But here, going into the net, Brooklyn Rolls now gives a 6-4 lead here for Valley Heights. Valley Heights, if an opportunity, they can win this one. They, in a way, secure an opportunity to go on to tomorrow. Donovan West, they really need to win this one to have even the slightest chance.
Right. I mean, even if Valley Heights wins this one, there's still an outside chance they might not go if there's an upset that happens in the next game. But yeah, D West season's on the line here. They got to win this one.
3-point run here for Valley Heights. They just scored one off a ball handling error, and now they score one off a hit after a hitting error from Keller. It is now 8-4. You might just take a timeout if you're Coach Carla Johnson, and that's what happens. It is 8-4. Valley Heights with the lead in set number 2, and a must-win set for Johnson West. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KMZ and Care Radio.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning. Maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance and Sonica.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network for set number 2. Again, we are stuck with it here. Timeout taken by Donovan West. It is 8-4. Valley Heights with the lead and the serve. Avery Smith with the serve gets it just across the net now. Opportunity to set up a great shot here for Keller. Keller gets it across the net. Not able to put it down, though. A lot of scramble here between the defenders on the West side, but they're able to get it across with Courtney. Push over here, back to D West. Courtney Johnson got the bump, and instead of getting the set, just hitting it over here. And now a play, and that's going to be a handling issue against Valley Heights. Coming after the D West timeout, they're going to score their point, make it 8-5, and they just broke a 4-point run that Valley Heights was just going on.
Yeah, I mean, they subbed the Johnson kid out. The Smith kid's back in the front row. We'll see what the D-West strategy here is going to be.
Again, once again, they put back in Brenna Eady. And every time Brenna Eady's come in, it's been an immediate point for the opposing team. And unfortunately, that continues here. And again, that's not something that you go and look at on her. But unfortunately, you know, she's one of the best servers on this team. And every time she goes back to serve, unfortunately, the other team responds with a really great kill up at the net and get the ball right back to themselves. That's what Valley Heights has done really well at. They know when D-West gets some great servers back there, they're able to shut it down and quickly put it back into their own hands. Or hooves, as I should say, their Mustangs. Here, Caitlin Hemery. Now, unfortunately, the hooves put that one right into the net for a service error. It's now 9-6.
So they're giving D-West opportunities to... They're leaving the door open just a little bit. The U.S. just needs to knock down the door and take advantage of it.
Or, as we should say, knock down the gate for the Mustang, trying to gallop and get back into this one. 9-6, though, here at Dauphin West, trying to respond down by 3. And that is, unfortunately, a way to not respond by putting it into the net for a service error from Keller. It is now 10-6. Valley Heights still with the lead by 4 in a must-win set number 2 for D-West. Anna Turber, she's had a great night tonight, a terrific night, if you will. She gets it over here on the serve for Valley Heights. And putting it into the net, Bell Smith, it is now 11-6. Valley Heights still with the lead. Big crowd energy here. Both teams, but I'll admit, hasn't been the most loud state crowd. You know, when we were back in Horton last week, man, I'll tell you what, that was an ecstatic crowd from there. Both teams excited, especially Dauphin West side. They were huge on that one. Point going back here again. Kill for Valley Heights now 12-6. The student sections, they've been real involved for both sides. They're pretty excited. They're trying to get a foot down here. Couldn't get it to go down. Kate Folk was the one who tried to get it for the West. Put across by Turber. From Valley Heights. Down deflected. Valley Heights trying to get a good set up here for Vermitten. Vermitten deflected at the top from Westside, and it's a point here for Valley Heights. Now up 13-6.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, D-West is getting to that point where it's getting spread out way too far. We're going to have to break it.
Turber gets this one just over here. Set up now, trying to put it down. Folk, not able to put it for D-West. Now Josie Parker parks it in. For a kill, it's now 14-6. Josie Parker, she's had an incredible night as well. She had 3 kills in that first game, 2 kills in the second, and 3 kills here in the third. Just getting a lot of utility out of all the players from Valley Heights. They got a lot of hitters up there. that can dominate and really contribute at that net. Davis Smith sends it across. Polk, great setup here behind the attacker's line. The Johnson. Johnson gets it over. Paige Miller gets it to Josie. And now into the net goes Bell Smith. An unfortunate hitting error. 15-6.
Yeah, you can't let it go too much longer.
And Donovan West. Future not looking so bright here for tomorrow. The Valley Heights, a great opportunity to take charge. Looks like they're going to get a violation against Valley Heights.
Yep. Well, I mean, that might be the opportunity they need. How doesn't it? G West just needs to take advantage of it. They got the Johnson kid back in the front row. Let's see if we can get a roll going.
I take advantage of any opportunity you can get. Build some momentum. That's what Donovan West needs right here. They're going to try to do it. Back
here we go.
Set. Opportunity going to Katie Johnson. See if this can build some momentum. And what do you know? We got Shoop over here as a fortune teller.
I'll tell you, again, it's not rocket science. I mean, excellent job on the coaching staff. The setter. Setter's one's doing all the work out there. She's making very smart decisions. Get it to your best player. Help. Maybe she can get you back in the game here.
So it's a great thing it's not rocket science, or I wouldn't really be able to stay with this one at all. But here right now, pretty easy math.
Oh, they're saying a rotation error.
Rotation error, and that's going to add another point there for Donovan West. So now they are going on a little bit of a run here.
They got a little life now. I mean,
three straight points.
Yep.
15-9. Bell Smith back to serve. Only down by 6. D. West, again, needing to win this second set for an opportunity for set 3 and then possibly tomorrow. Yeah, they're going to get this one to Valley Hunt. Donovan West, as it was hit out of bounds by Valley Heights.
Yeah, 15-10. They made a run here. What, 3 straight points now?
4 straight points for Donovan West, and a lot of that comes off some self-inflicted wounds from Valley Heights. But, again, no matter how you get your points, you appreciate it. The only thing is, now you got to take advantage. Remittance into the net she goes.
I see a timeout from Valley Heights. Maybe she'll let it play out. I don't know.
Wouldn't be surprised if you saw one here by Susan Steinfort if you give up another point or two to D. West. Because again, they are on a 6-point run looking to try to continue it here. It is 15-11. Set up opportunity here. Back row sign. Ava Smith gets picked up nicely in the backcourt by Brenna Eady. Pushing the far back right corner from Johnson Parker. And she has a great kill shot. 16-11. So keeping that timeout in the pocket, just letting her team come out and
And Valley Heights tried to break it. What'd they do? They went to Stephen Smith in the back row. They set her up as a back row attacker. They dug it well, but eventually they ended up getting the point.
Set for Johnson. Johnson out of bounds. 17-11. Right now, Valley Heights 1-1 in pool play. D. West 0-2. Ellenwood 2-0. And Sedgwick right now, they are 1-1. But Valley Heights, they hold the tiebreaker between the Cardinals. Here out of play once again. Johnson just going long. It is now 18-11. I'll tell you what, one thing about Johnson. She's had 2 great years. Her sophomore year, she came to state. They placed third in the classification of 1A Division I. And here she's had a great team and a great year with over 1,000 kills with Donovan West as she's brought this team all to the state. So 2 straight trips there for Katie Johnson. And again, that's just the 2 times in the entire program history.
And you're right. I mean, there's a lot of great volleyball players that don't get the opportunity to even play in a state tournament. Kudos to her.
It is 12-18. Donovan West getting a quick point here at a transition. Pushed over by Katie Johnson. Johnson trying to get that one to drop low. Picked up by Ava Smith. Now Josie Parker puts it back to the back line. Picked up by Keller. Keller, Johnson, Johnson. Deflected by Ava Smith.
Yeah, they got that Smith girl back in the front row. Valley Heights does. And at this stage of the game, you know they're going to go to try to close this one out.
And I'll tell you what, Ava Smith, an incredible night. She has over 40 total points for her team. Incredible numbers from Ava Smith. And now just getting put over by Turber. Opportunity at the top of the net. Johnson, yes. Johnson finds the open hole and makes this a 19-13 game.
She's doing everything she possibly can.
She has. I mean, she's got over 23 kills tonight entirely. She has also had an incredible career. I mean,
yep.
She has been an amazing player especially for this D-West community. Man, she has been awesome. And for her mom to come in here as a first-year head coach and help bring this team to the state tourney, this has been a great year for Dauphin West. And they have plenty of years to keep going here again, but they still have a chance tonight. Ava Smith puts this one deep in D-West territory. Set up here, Katie Johnson. Johnson putting some finesse on it. Couldn't get it to go down. Reset up here to Ava Smith. Ava Smith going to the backcourt line. Couldn't get to go down. Foster, Edie, Johnson, block, point for Valley Heights. It is now 20-13, and when you talk about the success on one team, you got to talk about the success of the other. Valley Heights, 20 total trips to state in program history. They've went for three straight years. Their last time, really making some noise, the runner-up finish in 2006. Great year for them. Last time Valley Heights, they won state title was in 1992.
Yeah, and it just seems like the same names keep popping up for them, too.
Actually, interesting about that 1992 team, the Susan Steinfort, she was actually on that team for the Valley Heights Mustang. So now she has an opportunity to win it here with her own team. Just 30 years later. Push across the net. Opportunity, Paige Miller. Now Turber going down the line. It is now 22-13.
A great hit by Turber.
Turber, she's had a great year as well. 126 kills coming into the day, and man, she has put over 135. We'll take one break here, 30 seconds. 22-13, set number two, a must-win for Dauphin West, but Valley Heights has the lead.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're tuned in to not only 92.1, but a simulcast with 93.7, both KMZA and CARE Radio. Man, we are having some great games today. We have called games all morning long. It has been awesome. And Dauphin West right now, currently, they're trailing this set down by one, and they're down 22-13 in set number two. Valley Heights with a chance to put it away. Nice save from Bell Smith to get it across for D-West, and Ava Smith shuts down the momentum and gets this Valley Heights team just 1 point away from match point, two away from a set victory. Man, she also has another there on the kill sheet. But here, look at that, an ace from Paige Miller. That is her second ace of the game, the first here, an ace in set number two against Dauphin West. It is now match point, 24-13. This could pretty much secure Valley Heights to going on and playing tomorrow. They have the tiebreaker between Sedgwick, even if they do wind up beating Ellenwood at the 1:30 game. They'll be on next. We will not have that coverage. But Katie Johnson, look at her. She keeps things going for D-West. Great kill shot to keep things going and rolling for Dauphin West, the Mustangs. Dauphin West, they had a chance to go to state last year. They just got beat out in the third set of sub-state against Detroit. But this is a really great group that's come through that has had multiple opportunities to go through. And look here, Valley Heights, they go into the net. That's another point. The Mustangs, and, you know, at any point in the game, even when it seems like, yeah, it's only one away for the other team, you can still crawl back. You can still get back in it.
Yeah, I mean, Dauphin West has had a great season, so they have.
Kitty Johnson across the net. The point to maybe put it away here, and it will. Ava Smith, you're the best player for Valley Heights. Puts it away. Man, she's got over 40 kills tonight, and that is enough to put the team on her back and get them in tomorrow's play. Should be.
I mean, there's still some possibility. There could be three teams with 2-1 records. But if Ellenwood plays like they did earlier, I think they can handle Sedgwick. But again, it's a game. You just never know. That's why you play it.
So we'll be back in 2 minutes, and since we got a lot more time here, we got no upcoming games. We're calling the next game on our broadcast will be set at 3:30. Again, stay tuned on 92.1, 3:30, Centralia versus Greeley County, and then we're going to take a break. 5:30, we'll come back, Centralia versus St. Francis, 8:30 p.m., Centralia versus Flint Hills. Again, be ready for a great night of volleyball to finish off on the night side of things, but let's give a good recap here, the morning slate and slight into the afternoon as we just finish up Northwest Valley High. Stay tuned on both stations for the recap of this pool round of state play basketball.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building a robust fiber network. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from JBN Telephone Company. For a limited time, get blazing fast gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month for a gig of download and upload speed. Perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-866-2310 today or visit jbntelco.com for more details.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
One final time here. You're tuned in to 92.1 KMZA, but also Care Radio 93.7. We're going to have a little bit of an extensive post-game here because we really weren't able to have post-games between each of our games because of, you know, we're going back-to-back-to-back between these two, games tonight. But let me tell you, let's just recap this first one real quick. Donovan West, Valley Heights. Valley Heights, they won set number one, 25-7. They won set number two, 25-15. Recapping a stat line here, finishing with 41 points, over 40 kills, Ava Smith. What an incredible stat line. Ava Smith is just a junior at 5'9", but had over 40 team points for her team. She's helped Valley Heights now 2-1. Again, this record, even if Cedric does win the next game up and coming, they should have the tiebreaker and some points that put them in tomorrow's play. So Valley Heights looking great to move on to tomorrow, but again, they would be the second team. They could, I guess there's still an opportunity for them to be first. Again, it all comes down to the points, and we'll get that later on in the day when we have like a recap over this. Keep in mind the stories and Keisha reports as well. But again, Dolphin West, their chances are near zero now as they drop to 0-3. They took a 25-9 loss and 25-15 to Ellenwood. Straight sweat sweeps, and then 25-20, 26-24. But again, Valley Heights, they've had great success. The first game, they beat Cedric 25-19. And again, they were down 19-14, ripped off 11 straight points to get themselves right back into things. And since then, they've been pretty good as they were able to also win the next set 25-17. And then they, unfortunately, Valley Heights fell to Ellenwood 25-17 and then 25-20. But they come back here, respond against Donovan West, again with the final tally of 25-17 and 25-15. Man, this has just been a great opening morning and a slate of games. And we just rattled through five straight. And it was great. It was a lot of fun here. And both teams really competed. I mentioned that Valley Heights, Ava Smith, finished with 41 points. But you got to give a credit to Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson, she finished with 28 total points. It's kind of unofficial stats. 28 total points and 23 kills. She really helped the team, put them on her back. She had a couple blocks, a couple aces. Man, she was a great dominant player. But also, you can't forget Belle Smith. But now I'll talk about Belle Smith just real quick. She now has the opportunity to go run for state cross country tomorrow, as she's also a qualifier. I believe she was top five at regionals last week. So, you know, it, unfortunately for her, Dawson Watts doesn't move on until tomorrow in volleyball, but she does get to move on and run and compete at state. But shoot, what are some final thoughts from this rambunctious and huge morning that we've had through the five games that we started here at 8:20 and now we've wrapped up things officially here at 1:31?
I'll tell you, we've seen some high-quality 2A volleyball teams. So we have all these teams that have made it here, definitely have nothing to hang their heads if they're going home after the day and through pool play. Again, just high-level, small division volleyball, which you enjoy to see. There's been some standout players that we've seen from several teams this morning that it's like, wow, I mean, they're good type of a look. So yeah, I was very pleased with the level of play that we've seen down here. Some interesting situations that might play out going into tomorrow. And looking forward to calling the state championship tomorrow for Class 2A.
Yeah, a big hope. Again, that'd be for Valley High. So we have that on care. Yeah, they have been great today and an opportunity to go on to Saturday. But one last thing real quick. Keep in mind, we'll have Centralia coverage at 3:30, 5:30, and 8:30 here on 92.1 FM KMZA. Thank you for tuning on with us for this beautiful morning of volleyball action. And please stay tuned. We got more around the area, including games on KMZA as well. Please stay tuned and check into those ones. Brandon Sapp and Justin Luke, all on those calls. Thank you for tuning in. It was a beautiful morning once again. Crit and Profit, Dan Shoup, Kirk Kilman, and Ray back in studio. You've been locked into KARE Radio and KMZA. Thank you for this beautiful morning of volleyball action.